Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with the Farming Independent, first with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday. For years, rural areas have lagged behind urban areas in terms of broadband infrastructure, but could that finally be about to change? This week, the government announced a major rural broadband scheme. I've been speaking to the Deputy President of the IFA, Tim O'Leary, about its significance. Tim O'Leary, Deputy President of the IFA, we've had an announcement this week of major investment in broadband. $275 million is the allocation for the National Broadband Plan. There will be some who might be sceptical because it seems that we've had quite a lot of announcements over the years. Will this really filter right through to rural Ireland?
Well, Chris, you're right when you say we've had a lot of announcements. I'd say at least four times this whole rural broadband scheme has been announced at this stage, but it looks like this one is going to stick, and we're very pleased to see that the government have actually committed cash up to this. There hasn't been a clear plan for how the money was going to be provided, so this is very welcome. I think that it's vital for rural Ireland that proper high-speed fibre broadband, to our mind, is rolled out to every house in rural Ireland, because nowadays it's as vital as electricity in a house to have proper broadband, because that's how our society and our economy has developed. We require it. So this is a welcome development.
And like it or not, for the farming community, so much paperwork is now going online, as it is for everybody else, and you have to move with the times.
You do indeed. You do indeed. And it's not just for the farming community now, I think. It's for the rural community. And, you know, every farmer has a family, or most farmers have families. Not all of them will be farmers, but you would love to think that they would have the opportunity to stay in their localities, in their rural communities, and develop jobs and industries in those areas. You know, I think there's 440,000 houses in rural Ireland and about 70,000 businesses. This is a large part of our society. This is a very important part of our society, and it generates a whole load of people with very high skills and talents. The possibility now that more of those could stay at home in Ireland and in rural Ireland and have good jobs, well-paid jobs in rural Ireland, is tantalising. So we're very happy to see this money come on board. I suppose the only concern we'd have, Chris, because I wouldn't want to get carried away with myself here now, is that it probably isn't enough. I think the Department of Communications also thinks it mightn't be enough to finish the job. It looks like it could be €500 million is what's needed, but it is a good start.
Well, you make the point about, in many ways, it levels the playing field, and for rural Ireland, this could stop people having to migrate to cities for the jobs. And there could be another benefit in that the cost of doing business, if you have the rural broadband there, it could be cheaper to relocate to rural areas.
Indeed it could, because housing is cheaper in rural areas, and, you know, there's less congestion, you can be sure of that, in rural areas. But I think the quality of life in rural areas is very good as well, and this will enhance that quality of life by keeping the younger generation around. You know, I was reading an article only this weekend where young people are finding it difficult to come home from college at weekends, where broadband isn't adequate because so much of their work now is carried out on the internet and online, and that they cannot study at weekends if they come home as efficiently as they can if they remain in Dublin or Cork or Limerick or Galway or wherever else they would be studying. So, you know, it's a thought that never crossed my mind that that might happen, but it obviously is becoming a major issue as internet and broadband and online work becomes more and more a part of our lives. And it's, like I said in the beginning, online access now, high-speed online access, is going to be as important, or is as important, for rural Ireland as electricity.
Now, with so much going online, it's important that people know what the benefits are. They know how to use computers. For the farming community, and particularly maybe the more elder members of the farming community, who may feel that this technology is going above their head, is there a need for classes or education at a local level, or how do we encourage people to get the knowledge so that they can feel confident enough to go online?
I think that's a very important point. I think we should, first of all, never underestimate the ability of our older generations. My mother is 87 years old and she's very adept at texting and using her mobile phone for all sorts of stuff. So people can rise to the occasion. I think from a farm point of view, if for the online work with farmers, if they want, they can do it themselves. But very many of them use agents to do that work for them. So, you know, they have a Tagisk advisor that will do their applications for them or some other advisor that works for them and they can do that application. So the important thing is to have the high-speed online facility available. And then, you know, people, if they don't want to do it themselves, they can get a son and daughter or somebody else to do it as well. I think here the important thing is to make sure that the service is available. And then farming people in particular are extremely resourceful, Chris. They will find a way to make the system work for them. And to be fair to the Department of Agriculture in particular, they have done a wonderful job on their online service. It is probably underutilised by many farmers because they may not realise just how good it is. But there is a very good service now from the Department of Agriculture, and I would be recommending farmers to use that. And to get online when it's a quiet period, not for an application, but just to have a look around on the site and see what's available there for them and how to use it. And then when they come to an application or to something like that, they'd be familiar with the site.
For quite a few people, I'm sure there's almost a fear factor there about online and not really knowing what to do. And I know some schools around the country, particularly transition years, they've had programs and they've opened it up and liaised with older people and bringing them in.
Yes.
And the important thing is it's a great opportunity. And if you can start taking the first few steps, it may seem all foreign at the beginning. But as you mentioned there, your own mother, people do pick it up very quickly. And they are pleasantly surprised about, once you're shown how to do it, just how much they can learn so quickly.
Indeed, they can. And you know, I suppose one thing that puts people off, and this is why we're so insistent on high speed, one thing that puts people off is waiting. If you go on online and you open up a site and there's a little thingy-majig going around and around and around on a blank screen or something like that, there's nothing more off-putting. And, you know, an older person or a person not used to working online may think that they've done something wrong and quit. So that if they get a very good service that responds quickly, they will get the hang of using it far better than if it's a poor service.
And finally, Tim O'Leary, Deputy President of the IFA. IFA always to the forefront of promoting the Irish farming cause at Brussels. In terms of broadband and rural areas, I mean, how are we compared with our European neighbours? Does the farmer in southern Italy or northern Sweden or western Portugal, has he got broadband problems the same as we do, or are we doing okay?
I think rural areas all over Europe have broadband problems. I think it's a growing phenomenon, the exponential growth of online services and online business, and a lot of rural areas are struggling to keep up. I think that in the past, Ireland has shown that they are well capable of investing in new technology. I remember when the phone lines under Albert Reynolds were greatly upgraded and we got a top-class phone line service in Ireland that brought a lot of foreign investment into the country. It was so good. I'm quite confident that our government is serious about it this time. I think the Irish Farmers Association always put their members' priorities in front of government, and we continually make the case for our members to insist that people living in rural Ireland are entitled to every single same service as people living in urban Ireland, so that we are all on the same pitch, we all have the same opportunities, and we all have the same quality of life.
And opportunities, you mentioned there, we've seen a growth in the number of farming apps out there, and there's going to be new farm-related technology. And with broadband and technology there, it can make people's lives easier.
It can, and it can make people, it can make, I suppose there's the connectivity as well that people, you know, with young families that, or with families that immigrate or that travel, you know, people travel now for a lot of reasons. Before they went because they had to. A lot of people now in the last couple of years went because they had to, but many go because they want to as well. But with the advent of Skype and apps and systems like that, you know, they're not lost anymore, or they're not gone without contact anymore. The contact is constant. When my children go on holidays here, we get Snapchats, we get texts, we get Facebook, we get emails, we get all sorts of contacts. So while they might be in another part of the world, they are still part of the family and very much a constant member of that grouping. So it's wonderful to see how modern technology and, you know, broadband and the internet and mobile phones and all of these tools that we use have made connectivity so great and lessened the impact of people travelling and going abroad.
IFA Deputy President Tim O'Leary. In other farming news, the Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney, has announced that payments for island farmers under the new Areas of Natural Constraints scheme have started issuing on schedule this week. These payments, worth some €1 million in total, will be welcomed by individual island farmers. The minister said that island farming is difficult in the best of years, and the objectives of this aid is to maintain agricultural production in these areas, to provide a boost to the economic activity on the islands, and to deliver environmental benefits such as the preservation of their unique habitats. The island payment will be payable on land situated on offshore islands where an agricultural activity is being carried out by the applicant. Some 900 island farmers will benefit from this measure. Anne Phelan, Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Rural Economic Development, has welcomed the first participants on the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marines ACORNS programme. The 48 female entrepreneurs at the forum were competitively selected from nearly 200 applications for ACORNS and represented rural areas in 21 out of 26 counties. ACORNS is a programme specifically designed to promote female entrepreneurs from rural areas. The programme is funded from the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marines' €1 million Rural Innovation and Development Fund. Applying technologies to sustain profitability. Well, that's the theme for the Chagas National Beef Conference, which will take place in Athlone on Tuesday, the 13th of October. The conference will focus on the technologies that best offer beef farmers the most profitable and sustainable future going forward. And now on to the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers €3.95 a kilo, heifers €4.05 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.10 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.70 a kilo. Sheep prices: spring lamb €4.90 a kilo to 22 kilos, and ewes €2.75 a kilo. Well, that's it for this edition. Thanks for listening. Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with the Farming Independent, first with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, have a good evening.